Dossier on Demetrius. A document now gathering dust in a silent room.
Gregory Keene turns another page of The Dossier on Demetrius.
With 3 days left before the hunt for Demetrius came to its terrible end, Cutts and I were very nearly removed from the chase. Demetrius forced the informer Eustace Manley to make an appointment with me down near the docks in a dark, fetid little alley called Bowler's Lane. When we arrived there, Manley was dead, murdered quite coldly, and left there for bait. It was a trap, of course, and we were caught in it. They opened fire from a deserted warehouse overlooking the lane. Well, I stopped the first one in the left arm, but Cutts pulled his weight. I don't have to tell you that Cutts is one of those chaps who never let you down. And to make it brief, we scraped through. We went back to my flat then, called in a doctor, and made half a dozen phone calls to the yard and the embankment and so on. But we had Manley's body with us, down in my car. Cutts went through his pockets. He found a scrap of scented paper with a certain message on it. That message sent us bolting back upstairs to my flat, and at that moment Colonel Fetris arrived. His face was worth watching, I can tell you.
Give me your phone, Keene. Bad show about your arm. Devil's London coming to. It's been like that Sydney Street affair back in 1912 when Churchill was Home Secretary. Hello. Yes. Send half a dozen men to Victoria at once, Frayne. Emergency. With authority to open every cabin trunk in the cloakroom or any other form of storage. Yes. What's that? Oh, when I see you. I'll be along myself in about 15 minutes. Keene. He's got himself pinked in the left arm, but I imagine he'll be there too. Now then, let's have another look at that scrap of paper.
There's no possibility but the one I suggested.
Scented. No two ways about that. The handwriting looks like a woman's. You say Cutts found it in the top pocket of Manley's jacket?
Not 5 minutes ago.
The loot is at Victoria Station and Demetrius is... Pity she couldn't have finished it.
It must have been written on the ship by Hedy Bergner, and her intention must have been to give Demetrius away. But can we take this note at face value?
We'll know that in a few minutes when we've been to Victoria. Pour yourself another whiskey. Look as though you could do with it. There's no tremendous hurry.
You too, sir.
Yes, thanks, Keene. Look here, the Bergner woman. What's impelling her?
I couldn't care less.
Who do you think you're fooling, Keene? It's of vital importance to you.
Look here, is it worth discussing?
Yes. If she's trying to betray Demetrius, and what else could this note possibly show? Why? Oh, you're going to tell me sooner or later that there's more good than bad in the girl. She's been a victim of circumstance, all that sort of rot. And she's trying to pull her socks up.
Well, isn't that possible?
No. I say she can see the writing on the wall. She's the shrewdest of the lot, and she's hedging. If we lose, she's hoping to share the loot with Demetrius. If we win, she's going to say, look at me. I didn't realize what was going on. And I'm in love with Gregory Keene anyway. So, I betrayed Demetrius. Please let me off.
Colonel, would it be in order to run them all to ground and then decide what motivates Hedy Bergner?
Just so long as you're not letting yourself hope against hope, Keene.
I'm hoping for only one thing, sir. That the loot is at Victoria Station and that we get Demetrius through it. And unless that note's a red herring, I completely fail to see how the girl could be hedging. If it's genuine, how can Demetrius win?
None of them win, Keene. Get that into your head. Oh, none of them win. Not even the girl. So I suggest we get a move on. Frayne's fellows should be at Victoria by now.
Yachty, do you remember a certain occasion in the Hyde Park Underground some time ago?
When we are pushing Peter Ridgway under the train? Yeah, I'm remembering, Demetrius.
How were you dressed?
I am an old lady with gray hair and long dress, so I'm carrying, what you call it, it's keeping the rain off.
You'll assume such an appearance tomorrow morning with the umbrella.
Yeah? We are going for the loot at Victoria Station?
Yes. There's work for to do here first. Who of your Poles know we're here on the ship?
Only Werfel and Gonski.
Would it be safe to leave them, Yachty?
Nein, it's not safe.
And we can't take them with us, can we, Yachty?
Nein.
We're in a fortunate position. Originally, we expected to share the loot with Mazzotti and Bookman. They're out of the way. Don't you think it would be a good idea to make a clean sweep? The fewer to share, Yachty, the further it will go.
Yeah. Werfel and Gonski, what they are doing with their share? They're not knowing what to do with all that money.
There are times when I feel I do an injustice describing you as a cretin. So we're in complete accord about your Polish friends. Now let's turn our attention to the matter of the loot at Victoria Station. You're apparently looking forward to your impersonation of the elderly Lady Good. It would be madness for either of us to go to Victoria itself. We'll therefore make use of a messenger service. And here's how we'll go about it. Not later than 10 o'clock in the morning, you will present yourself.
Well, there it is, Keane. £1 million worth of loot. Quite a sight, eh?
Yes, when you call to mind the bloodshed on its account.
Treasure like this is always drenched in blood. All right, you fellows, get the trunk out of here. You can't stand about the station master's office all night. Keep it under guard until morning, and we'll take up its future with the Foreign Office. We'll let them decide who it really belongs to.
Just a minute, Colonel.
Hmm?
Suppose Demetrius sends some small fry to collect this trunk. If we grab whoever comes to it, we merely inform Demetrius that we're lying in wait for him, and we get no closer to the fellow. They must have got the ticket for it from the Dupont woman. Remember, she went to a bank that day and hasn't been seen since the Black Bentley disappeared.
What are you driving at, Keane?
Well, sir, it's very likely they'll send some sort of messenger to get the trunk out of storage. Probably someone completely innocent and unsuspecting. I say empty the trunk, fill it up with bogus currency, and let them take it away.
Thus following closely behind?
Not too close. This loot's led to Demetrius twice before. This will be the third time, and it'll be the last.
It'll solve the problem of which of those 32 ships the blighter's on.
Provided we don't lose sight of this trunk for 5 seconds once it's taken from the cloakroom.
Yes. All right. Get to work, you chaps. Find something to put the money in and get it into safe custody. The trunk itself goes back in storage. Now, it's 24 hours since the Dupont woman disappeared, and 2 hours at the most since Hady Bergner put the note into Eustace Manningley's pocket. So Demetrius should be sending someone to collect his million any time from now. And we want to be ready and waiting for him.
When he does come, I'll be waiting.
Now, are you clear on that, Yachty?
Yeah. About Werfel and Gonski, I am clear. About the method we're having to get the loot, I'm clear. But about one thing more. Nein, I am not clear.
No?
When we're leaving, we're taking Hady?
That remains to be seen. I generally find it a simple matter to make up my mind, but Hady presents quite a problem.
She is letting Fleur Dupont go. How's Keane knowing we're on a ship somewhere if Dupont's not telling him before I take her at the telefunken?
If I was certain Hady had let the woman go, she wouldn't be with us now. But I have grave doubts.
Then how's she getting free, Demetrius? You're telling me that? It's Hady, no one else.
Since when have you made my decisions for me, Yachty?
Time and time you're telling me Hady must go. Now he's saying he's not sure. Maybe we're taking her with us.
And whatever I decide, you'll abide by.
Nein, now when we are so close, we are not taking a risk. Many times Hady is saying, Yachty, get out. I'm not standing the sight of you. And what is she saying to you about how we get away from the sanatorium? She is knowing how, Demetrius. She is knowing we trade her life for our escape. Why is she not betraying us to Keane after knowing that, huh?
Hady can't betray us to imbecile without betraying herself.
She is not like us. She is a woman. Woman's is not thinking like that. Once she is loving you, But not now. If he can, he is getting word to Keene, because you are taking her love and using her, and then at the sanatorium...
All halten und weinet ihnen.
Ja. Always I am holding the tongue and getting on with the job. Always I am doing it.
Then get out and get on with it now. Do you question my authority when we've only 12 hours to go? Get out. Don't come back till you're ready to deal with your two poles.
Ja. I get out. But if I am right this time, Demetrius, it's too late.
Get out!
Once I get my hands on that hoard, none of you is coming with me. Hady must go, but not by your hand, Yachty. You go first. When you've disposed of the others, when my trail is covered, then I go alone. Not one of you will ever know how or when or where. So sharpen your knives for Werfel and Gonski, Yachty. After them, I think you'll have served your purpose. First you, then Hady, then one other whom only I know about, and then Demetrius will cease to exist.
But it was too late. Demetrius had already made the mistake that Yachty saw so clearly with his mindless, almost bestial cunning. The net was closing. Soon we would draw the strings tighter round our quarry.
Keene and his men wait at Victoria in the next chapter of this story of suspense, Dossier on Demetrius.